Corey will be challenged to be available this week. Kellen Jenkins with the calf strain was better than we probably anticipated, but I don't see Kellen being available this week. And Brett Swain had a knee contusion. I think he'll be ready to go this week. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, is there not a lot of concern that Collins' injury is like a long-term thing?
What's long-term?
I mean,
it may be a couple weeks. That's when you're dealing with a calf strain. Just meet with Dr. McKenzie. He feels better today than he did with the initial diagnosis last night. So after going through the testing and so forth, but I don't see Cullen making it this week.
That's a pretty big loss. Obviously, it seems like he's kind of gotten a second wind, so to speak, with his hand freed up with 3 sacks the last 2 games.
Cullen's been playing very well, and he's been fighting through a number of different things. Obviously, started with the hand injury there in Philadelphia, but he's been playing extremely well, and just got to get him healthy, get him back.
Was Swain anything with his previous injury related to his? You said he
no. It really just a knee bruise. He's. I think if we needed him to go back in, he could have played yesterday.
Not sure you got this chance to look at the film. What did you think of James Starks yesterday?
Thought James Starks played well. It was a great opportunity for the young man. Going into the game, I really just anticipated probably giving him probably 8 to 10 carries. But I thought he played well, graded out very well, not only in the run game, in pass protection. In the kickoff return, he did some good things. He just had the one miscommunication on the one short ball. But for first time playing in a football game in 2 years, we're very pleased with his performance.
Is that maybe a byproduct of you guys just being the patient with him and waiting, what's been what, 6 weeks again since he started practicing, so that may be part of it, that he had that 6 weeks of practice to get out there and then he's so well prepared?
Well, I think it definitely helped him prepare to, for this first step. Anytime you have a situation like his where you're down for a long period of time from injury, you have to make sure that they're ready to play. And it is difficult to put someone in the game you don't have much history with, particularly in a padded environment. So I thought he did a very good job. Very pleased with his performance.
Where does Starks stand in relation to Raymond Jackson now on the depth chart?
For the 1,200th time, there really are no depth charts. I mean, he's Brandon Jackson has done an excellent job and will continue to do so. I think I stated this yesterday after the game. I'd really like to get into more of a rotation now that I know I have 3 halfbacks. Dimitri Nance is someone that hasn't really had the opportunity that James had yesterday, and he's done a lot of positive things since he's been here on the practice field. So you got to be careful when you rotate backs like that in the game, because I think it was very apparent yesterday when 44 went into the game, we were running the ball. So I mean, that's something that we have to obviously plan against and as we move forward. But I would like to have some type of rotation of all 3 of those backs. But Brandon is still our main guy. He's done it all year. And as I've stated before, I don't think it's in our best interest with as much football as we have in front of us to sit there and run Brandon Jackson 25 times a game.
Do you foresee being able to use Starks a little bit in the passing game at all?
Absolutely. I think James and Dimitri have that element coming out of the backfield. They have good hands and both good receivers. So I think all 3 of those backs. I know Brandon can play every down, and I see Dimitri and James developing into an every down player.
How limited is James just in terms of the packages? Because I think most of his runs came out of either 2-back or 3-back. I think he had only a couple out of the 1-back set. Is that something you can expand on?
Rob, I really don't want to get into specifics of how we're going to use each one. I mean, that's really what the games are for and for our opponents to play in against. But we would not put an individual in the game that we did not feel can play both run and pass, because it would be a 1 week or a 2 week shot, because you just can't line up and telegraph what you're doing based on who's in the game. But James can play both in the run and pass.
Mike,
playing as a coach, was it hard to be patient with him? You knew you had to be because you wanted to see how he could hold on to football and whatever else, but you also knew how talented he is, and I'm sure you were kind of excited to see what he could do. Was it a little bit difficult every week to kind of wait, or not?
I wouldn't say it was difficult. I think to a man. I mean, the players and coaches alike, everybody could see the talent from the day he arrived here back in the spring. So he had an unusual, hamstring injury that it took a long time. So the patient was worth the wait. But it's really what he does moving forward. I mean, he's a fine young man. So going the PUP route was the right move. We took enough time to get him ready to play in games, and he stepped up and responded to me. I mean, it's just like anything else in this world. When you have the opportunity, you got to do something with it, and he got off to a good start.
Who had the ball session?
Game balls, offense was Aaron Rodgers. Defense was Colin Jenkins. Special teams with Tyrell Briggs, and Quentin Johnson was the big hit.
Mike, you were outstanding in the short yardage situations yesterday. Was that just better production by the offensive line than those third and ones?
Clearly, it's clearly the execution. I thought the run blocking unit played very well. I thought the backs did a good job all the way through. I mean, the backs' performance as a group was one of our better performances of the year as far as just ball security, the reads in the run game, and I thought we did a real nice job, particularly in the short yardage area. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the week presents itself, and it'll Detroit Lions will have something to say about that and how we prepare for them. And Jarius Winn has actually done a very good job here in the last month. So Jarius and CJ have been pretty much neck and neck each week to get to the 45.
What do you like about that team formation that you regarded?
What do I like about it?
Yeah, what do you like about it?
Like the look of it. it's just basic football. I mean, it really fits the running style of John Kuhn. I think John is a very instinctive inside zone or belly type runner, and gets him closer to the line of scrimmage in that type of situation. So I don't know how much we'll see that on first down.
Have you ever been around a quarterback who's gone 5 games without getting picked off?
Probably not. I'd have to think back, but Aaron's playing at a very high level. I mean, he's doing an excellent job with his reads and his decision, ball placement. I thought that the big throw to Ray Jennings is that type of throw, to make that throw with the confidence that he did. I think that's kind of a signature throw in his arsenal right now. So Aaron's playing at a very high level.
What gave you troubles
of
protection with the
four sack? With miscommunication on the one and technique on the other ones. I probably went a little bit too much drop back, frankly, trying to be critical of yourself week in, week out. But once we got into more of a run pass mode, I thought our protection was much better. So.
Mike, Donald Driver had his left wrist and hand back.
He looks a lot better today. Swelling went down, so I don't foresee Donald having any problems being up this week.
In terms of Aaron's family, I know he's just kind of taking what the defense has given him. Do you sit there and hold your breath a little bit, though, that when your franchise quarterback takes off, that something will happen, or are you fine with the amount of times he's running?
No, I don't hold my breath. That's part of the way he's trained. I mean, it's part of the way he utilizes his athletic ability. I think he's been very smart with his scrambling. The one big third down where they played two man, he recognized it right away and took off. So that's something in that particular situation that they played a lot of two man and different combinations of it. And so, I mean, he's not out there to run football, but I think he's been selective and smart with it.
Have you seen him get smarter with that?
Oh, absolutely.
He was younger where you weren't all that thrilled with this.
Well, the Dallas game is probably the last one. I mean, he takes a hit on the sideline. That's not what we're looking for. I mean, he's doing a lot much better job sliding. He probably did too good of a job sliding in Atlanta based on some of the spots that we were getting. But he's much smarter running the football.
Mike,
Mike, the NFL went to the schedule of division games late in the season, the whole last week is all over. Do you like that idea?
Well, I think everybody likes it now, the way it's shaping up, and I like it. I mean, it'll be great to, when we get to that point, to see where both teams are. But playing Chicago last game of the season, I think it's awesome.
Mike, I know you don't want to talk playoff scenarios until you guys get to 10 wins, like you said.
So why bring it up?
But are you happy right now with the way you guys are playing? How close are you to maybe your full potential right now?
Well, we're getting better, and that's really be the message. As we get moving forward here to Detroit, is we need to make sure that make sure our house is clean, and we're improving on the little things that came out of this last game. And we had some things here in the first quarter that we need to clean up. We wasted a number of timeouts on offense and things like that. But we're doing a lot of things very consistent. I think it's the first time this year we didn't have a penalty on defense. We've only had one penalty on defense a number of times. So there's a lot of statistical evidence supporting the emphasis in the areas of discipline, tackling. It was a major emphasis this week. We've been really on them hard about the ball security. And Jeff gave the statistic. I think we broke another record as far as ball security over the last 5 weeks. So you get what you emphasize, and when they're applying it to the Sunday afternoon performance, and that's what you're looking for. But we still feel we have better football in front of us, and that's what we're striving for.
Do you remember a time, though, where you're going into the final quarter of the season where there's such a logjam in the conference? And I know that you don't care, but today the playoffs ended, as well as you're playing and as good of a record as you have, you wouldn't even be in.
That's why you play 16 games. I couldn't tell you. I don't reflect on those types of things. I'm just really focused on us playing our best football, and we need to have a good week of preparation, a great week of preparation, and make sure we go to Detroit, put our best foot forward.
We talked a little last week about Clay and how he's managing that shin injury. When you have the productivity he's had this year, when you don't have it, you start to wonder if something's bothering him. He's only got one sack in the last three games. Are you seeing him having to favor that leg on film, or is it bothering him?
Not really. I think Clay's really opened up a lot of opportunities for our other individuals on our defense. He's playing winning football, and he played winning football yesterday as far as our grading system. So it doesn't help players when they don't practice. I mean, I think that's obvious. It's not the physical as much as the mental, and it's a challenge. And he's a young player. I think we tend to forget how young he really is, but I think he's managing it very well, and he's still being very productive, and he was productive yesterday.
What do you think of Zobin? He's settled in as a starter for 3 months now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hit the
first one. What do you think of Zobin now that he's settled in as a starter for 3 months?
Frank's improving. I thought he played very well yesterday. He had a very high grade and very consistent, and he's done a very nice job. I mean, just the path that he's coming, we've talked about that in here before. I mean, I can't say enough about these rookie free agents that have made our football team and the opportunities that they've taken advantage of. So. He's getting better. He's improving. He's a lot more consistent than he was this what you would expect this time of year, as he was in the beginning of the year. But Frank's doing a heck of a job.
Did you get an explanation on that grounding call?
Yes.
What was it?
He threw it too high. So, it was a little too high over the receiver's head. So, it's a new one. So, we'll have to work on our the way we throw the ball away now. I'm going to have to change our quarterback school drills around. So, judgment call. I think sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't.
Going back to Clay Matthews, how much more attention is he getting from opposing offenses from maybe a year ago when he was a rookie, and even when he started the season with the back-to-back three-sack games? Is he becoming one of those guys that is being targeted, that you account for whenever he's on the field?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's no different than what every offense goes through every week, and we'll do the same this week. I mean, there'll be jerseys of key players on the defense that you need to be aware of. And I'm sure when our opponents practice preparing for our blitzes and our different things, that they have a Clay Matthews jersey on somebody, and I'm sure the protection unit's aware where he's lined up, because we do obviously play him on both sides, and he's involved in your number of the inside pressures. So I'm sure they're very well where he's at every snap.
Do you
you assess the kicker performance of the whole over yesterday?
We need to be better, and that's, but you know, that's what it's all about, playing there in Lambeau Field. And you know, the wind was that was our first challenge in that type of atmosphere. Tim will learn from it. I'm confident of that. We were able to get out and practice Thursday, so they come up here kicking the stadium during the week. You know, with the wind changes as much as they do, it needs to be a home field advantage. I mean, we technically won the contest if you want to compare the kicking between both clubs, but we can definitely improve from that, and I think Tim will definitely learn from that.
Did the field goal get tipped?
No, we had way too much penetration in the A gap. I mean, the protection was not what it needed to be.
Speaking of officials' explanations, what was the explanation for why they stopped the play where Aaron threw it?
They said that the tackle, I think it was Chad, moved also, so they had to blow it dead before the ball was snapped. So the defender coming across the line of scrimmage, our tackle moved before we snapped the ball was one of the explanations.
Thank you.